Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to Land Academy Show. Jill's doing a little dance for us.
I was trying to figure out where I am in the shot.
Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butel.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, shimming my way to the be in the shot, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how money should rule or be at the root of every single decision you make in your business. Yep. This week is your business week. You're the owner of your business.
Business owner week.
I don't know what the real title is.
I thought it was business owner week.
Oh, business owner week.
Yes,
that's it.
Thank you.
Before we get started, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Aaron asks, hey guys, I have a rental house in Dallas. I'm in Vancouver. I need to sell this puppy ASAP.
I understand.
Currently, I have management, cleaning, and making repairs. I'm thinking flat fee, MLS, Zillow, Craigslist, Facebook. Pay a guy $50 to put a sign in the yard. Pay a realtor $100 to put a lockbox on it, and hold open houses until it sells. Then have title to the paperwork. Is this a sound plan, or is this a better way? Anything I'm missing? Any thoughts are appreciated. Thanks.
You nailed it. I will add one thing to your to-do list there. Professional pictures.
Yeah. Great description.
Even if it's an awful house, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you get drone shots and...
It's in Dallas. I have a great photographer. I have a pro photographer. Like he does everything from, you know, skateboard movies to photography and stuff in the Phoenix area. I have an awesome guy. It wasn't helping in Dallas.
We have a lot of members. In the Dallas area. Was it in Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of members in the Dallas area. Like 35% of our members are from that Dallas-Fort Worth area. So I would definitely put this in the deal board on Land Investors. That back. This is Aaron, who's a member probably, right?
I think if it's Aaron, I'm thinking of, yes.
Put it on Land Investors deal board, and you will get offers. You know, they may or may not work for you financially, but there are people who buy a lot of rental houses in our group.
Yep, in the area.
In that area specifically.
A couple I can think of offhand right now.
You can name their names if you want.
Well,
Unless you think it's not another
one. I can't remember the second one. But anyway, they'll come to you.
Justin Sliva, who does the Friday show with us sometimes, he buys rental houses all the time for one group.
There's one more in there right now that I'm thinking of. But anyway, okay. So
today's topic, money should rule or be the root of all the decisions you make in your business. This is the meat of the show.
Why, Stephen?
Why?
Can we start with why?
This falls under the category of Captain Obvious.
Well, that's okay. Do you mind explaining your why?
You know, are you here to make money? Or are you here to have fun? I mean, why are you here? And it's as basic as this sounds. This is what I say at the live event. And you can't believe the answers I get. They shock me. Well, I'm here because you guys have a show and I just want to be a part of it.
Oh, why are they here? What? Here? Oh, I thought you meant here, like in our world, in our business. So,
you know, you're here to make money. Let's just be real clear about it. And you know, and you don't have to, contrary to what you see on TV, you don't have to be a whirlwind butthead to be, you know, a business owner, and you don't have to be an ogre like we talked about a couple days ago. You can do it in a nice, professional, direct way. But money should be at the root of every decision you make. Early on in my career, the single thing that I got hung up on, because I wanted to leave my job so bad, and I wanted to, like, I just wanted to be on my own, a real estate investor on my own. That's Jill's way of saying, this is just, do I have to listen to this again?
Now I know to liven it up. So for those of you who are old school, listening to a podcast, how a podcast is intended to be, just listen to, I'm kind of dancing in my seat just to distract
him.
To this. Because it's out of the corner of his eye. He can just see the monitor out of the corner of his eye, and I'm just moving around. So it's, sorry.
You can listen to this or you can watch it on YouTube.
So if you want to see me dancing a little bit, I won't stand up. That would be funny.
You know what? Let's talk about something else today.
Oh.
We all know that money should be at the root of what you're doing. You know,
make smart decisions.
I think people sometimes just want to have their own company so bad that they'll do any real estate deal just to get it started, and that's how they sink the ship.
Yeah. You have to overinvest and buy all the fancy stuff.
Just common sense is totally appropriate here. Mm-hmm. Don't borrow any money. You know, use us to fund your property. If you go to landinvestors.com, go to Fund Me up there. You can get us to fund your deal if it's a good one. Or there's other places to do that too. Basic stuff. Mm-hmm. Do good real estate deals.
Yeah.
Don't mark them up too much. Get in with the right people. When you sell these properties at a local market, and, you know, just logic. But you need to make money.
Yeah.
As much as you possibly can. Not on every single real estate deal, but you need to make a good, solid living. So don't get really cool office space that looks great on TV.
Right.
You know, you don't need a fancy car.
Don't need fancy business cards. You don't need any of that stuff. Especially when you're starting out.
Jill and I still don't have business cards. I don't think. If we do, I don't have them.
You don't have
any. Which is good.
I have some, but I never get them out. I don't carry them.
We use VOIP for all that. We still have, and we have really inexpensive office space. You should see where we're recording this right now.
I'm freezing. There's no heat in here, by the way. A little cold. It's okay.
That's not good. I didn't know that.
It's all right. It's okay.
Do you have anything to add before we just talk about whatever you want?
This is really, really funny. No, I'm just thinking, make smart decisions. It's like money should obviously lead your decisions however. You still have to make smart decisions. Like someone dangling money in front of you should not cause you to make a bad decision too, if that makes sense. So you need to take a step back and think about these things. And I love everything that you talked about first. I'm trying to think where else I wanted to say about making these decisions. Sometimes you may have to put in more thought. I'm just thinking about hiring people and how you can go down the wrong path of spending too much money on your staff too, but it all kind of ties into what you're saying. So I guess the answer is no, I do not have more to add.
I mean, the world is packed full of people who have started small businesses and don't know anything about Excel.
Yeah.
Or money. Let's say they know everything about dry cleaning.
I think this
and nothing about how to sign a lease.
I think this is a very good, I think this happens a lot.
So do I. I think it's the norm.
I do too.
Not the exception.
I do too. I talk to people, I talk to people with their kids and they're thinking about college and making decisions. And every once in a while I run into someone that's going into, and they're like, oh, my son's going to get an accounting degree. I'm like, that's the greatest thing on the planet.
Yeah.
They're like, why? Steven has an accounting degree. They're like, really? I'm like, who would know? I'm like, right? You have to have someone who knows how to do the books to have any business. I don't care what it is. If someone can't run the books and understand taxes and understand the bottom line, everything, you're dead. I don't know how great your idea is.
I totally agree.
So I think it's brilliant. So
no one realizes if you don't own your own company, it's like 70% paperwork and little decisions about, oh no, we really don't need those paper clips, and on and on. And it's decisions like that will launch you into massive success. You know, you should be driving, if you're in your 20s, you should be driving the same car that you had all through high school and college. That's just all there, until it dies.
Right.
It's stuff like that. Bill Gates said, when you're in 20s, there's no reason to take a vacation. He's got a lot of good quotes, and that's one of them.
I love it.
You have to come into that with that mentality. If you're thinking about putting new rims on your truck while you're starting this, you're not going to make it. I'm telling you right now.
When you're
whatever
ready,
female version of that is.
When you're ready to shift, I have to tell you. Okay, you ready? All right.
The listeners are ready.
Okay, you guys ready for a shift? Okay, I have to tell you, I have this little Wayne Dyer book that it just kind of follows me around and has all kinds of little sayings. And I find myself, very recently, I find myself just at times, I pick it up and thumb through little things and it just kind of starts my thought process for the day. And I took a picture. I'm going to put this on social media, but I thought this was a really cool quote. And it says, if you're still following a career path that you decided upon as a young person, ask yourself this question today. Would I seek out the advice of a teenager for vocational guidance? Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah, it is actually.
I'm like, that's fantastic. So,
wow. I can only imagine like what job you'd be in.
Right.
Like what I wanted to do when I was 14.
Right. Well, I'm thinking, I'm looking at our kid. I'm looking at kid number three, who's 15 and just thinks he wants to be an architect. Well, that's a 15-year-old giving himself life advice. When you really think about it, do you want life advice from a 15-year-old? Hell no. What he thinks he's good at 15 is probably not what he's really good at.
Or what he's interested in.
Yeah. Maybe it just sounds cool. Maybe he's been, and maybe he's only been, maybe at age 7, he was good with a ruler, and someone said, you should be an architect, and
probably
that stuck
me.
With him. I wasn't going to name names, but that's kind of where I think it is. And so, because I watch him going, Cal Poly, Cal Poly, Cal Poly, and I'm not going to name names, but... and well, if you're going to be an architect, you need to go to the best architect school, or, you know...
Well, this is what I told him.
Okay.
I think it's awesome that you want to be an architect, and eventually you can own the whole architecture company. And he looked at me, all cross-eyed. I said that because that's the reason you would become an architect. So you have 15 architects under you. And he was just like, what's wrong with you?
And you're the one that he should be listening to.
I know.
So I hate to say that. But I feel like I've been telling my kids the wrong thing for a long time. Like, what do you think you should do?
Oh, no. God, no. How do you feel about that?
Exactly.
That's the stupidest question I've ever heard.
I was going to say that.
That question specifically has no place in this world.
I know.
How does that make you feel? Oh, my gosh.
But so here. Well,
who
here's,
cares how you feel?
Well, here's
how
the
you
reality.
Feel has nothing to do with anything. How much money you're going to make and how to get to that place in your business is what you should be not. Don't feel. You can't feel your way through your business.
No. Okay, so here's the reality. And you know what? My parents were right. I didn't like it, but they were right. My parents said, Jill, holy cow, with your personality, there's two jobs you're going to be good at in life. And I'm like, oh no, I'm not going to do that. And guess what? They're right. And here I am. They told me I should either be number one in sales.
Oh yeah.
That was
obvious.
That's obvious. And I tried not to, but here I am, you know, and I'm awesome, great at it. And you're right, you know. And then, I wanted to be a veterinarian. Oh gosh, no.
Really?
Yeah. I thought I was going to do that. Then actually, I thought the architect thing for 5 minutes. So there are a lot of different jobs. But at the veterinarian, I thought was really cool until I realized I couldn't stomach biology. I could never let see blood and all that. So I'm like, well, that's not going to work. So I still can't. It's not like I grew into it. So, and then the other thing my parents told me was I'd be a good attorney.
You would be a good attorney.
That's, yeah.
You'd have been a great lawyer, Jill, and it's not too late, but there's no way you can make as much money.
That's true.
Like, not like 0.1%.
Thank you.
The best lawyer would make.
Thank you. I'm very happy.
And then you had to work.
Exactly. But isn't that funny? So that kind of ties
you'd
into my quote.
Great lawyer.
My parents were right. They were right.
That gets you thinking.
It does. Are we off enough? Did we go off topic enough?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we talk about business is no place for emotion.
And we answer your question posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You're cracking, man. What's going on with you today?
I just feel good. It's feeling good. It's, what's today? Wednesday. I did my live show today. It's fun. Having a good day. How about you?
You know, your show just aired like
an hour
15
ago
minutes ago.
Or something.
No, like 45 minutes ago.
Yeah. So, yep.
So how could you do a live show and then just sit right down here and do this show?
Isn't it amazing? Movie magic. Call it movie magic. I'm good.
And you know, you're dressed differently, too. Your hair's different.
Is it? Hey, wherever you are listening or watching, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.